Well, The Simpsons is still a fan favorite on Fox. They're gearing up for another season, and I understand, you know, Bart and Homer were tied up, so we couldn't get them. But, you know, the next best thing, Al Jean, the executive producer, once again joining us on the line. Hello there, Al.
Hey, great to be here.
Well, thanks for chatting. Now, what season is this now? It's
29.
Wow. Okay. So let me actually start out by asking that, then. After all these years, how do you keep coming up with storylines for the family?
Well, you know, we deal with a family that has real problems, so as long as real families have problems, I think we've got stories. Unfortunately, I think there are a lot of problems, bad for the world, but good for our show, I guess.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So what can we expect now, then, on season 29? What's coming up?
We have Treehouse of Horror, which contains probably the scariest segment we've ever done, as well as a parody of The Exorcist. The Exorcist is like the bile warm-up segment for the other one. we have a parody of La La Land, where Ed Sheeran is a guest star, and he and Nelson are fighting over Lisa, with music, of course. We have the return of Kelsey Grammer as Sideshow Bob, and we have an episode where clowns become so scary and unpopular that Krusty has to get a regular acting job.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you guys, like, obviously then, you've written and produced these months in advance, or is it a year? How long is it?
For example, that Krusty idea I just mentioned was pitched by the writer, Mike Price, in December.
Okay. But you guys also insert some really, you know, timely lines here and there. How does that work?
Well, sometimes we're lucky. You know, like, I didn't know it would be such a huge hit, but that fits right perfectly with the Krusty plot. And then, you know, when it's in color, when we get it back, we could still do changes in the lines up to the very week of air, and we have, you know, even, you know, changing things depending on events that occur. And so we, you know, we like to be topical, but I also like the show to be pretty understandable 5-10 years from now. You know, I think we write it early and we watch it years later, and you want it to be consistent.
Well, then, something that happened recently was your Donald Trump, or the White House sort of segment, I guess.
Yeah, we had a little look inside the White House. Everyone depicted in it is gone, except for Trump, pretty much. Sadly, with the satire of him, it doesn't veer too far from the truth. It's amazing.
But I know a lot of people found it really hilarious. Did you guys catch any flack or anything for it, though? Like, did you hear anything from Washington?
No. You know, we've parodied Trump several times. He's never been on the show, nor do I ever expect he'll be. And I saw him once signing the Simpson version of him. Somebody had made it into a poster. Homer also challenged him to the Ice Bucket Challenge 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's a tweet where he accepted from Homer. Me not realizing Homer is a cartoon character.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's just stuff that writes itself, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, he's again, talking earlier about, you know, maybe not so great for the world, but great for the show.
Right. But, now, if he wanted to voice himself on The Simpsons, I'm sure you'd be down for that.
No, I think we would do it. No? You know, we've done a lot of satire about him, so I think when you do something like that, then it has to, like... By the way, we had really tentative discussions with Barack Obama's people, and for the similar reason that we just didn't want to do something that was kind of neutered down and just more like, you know, too after-school specially.
Right.
Didn't, you know, get close to using his voice either. We did use Teddy Roosevelt's voice because he had no choice. We just used his from the Library of Congress.
And, it's, you know, in the season, there's some far-fetched storylines, like, you know, the family going into space or whatever. Are those episodes more fun to produce? Like, it seems like you guys would just have a bit more fun with the off-the-wall kind of extreme things that happen.
As the show has gone along, I really enjoy the ones that are sort of format-breaking episodes. Not that I don't think the characters aren't great and that there's a, you know, it's all got to be about the family, but it gives you the opportunity to do some really inventive things, like when we did a parody of the episode 24, or the series 24. I wrote one coming out where you see Lisa as a kid and applying to college, you know, and going back and forth in time. That's great to be able to do that.
When you guys have a character that is going to have like a life-changing moment, like let's say, you know, coming out of the closet or something like that. Who decides that? Is there like a meeting to talk about what we're going to do with this character? Does it just, how does that happen?
We don't have arcs, but we have a story between once every year where all the ideas are pitched to Jim Brooks and Matt Groening. And so, you know, we did have the one where Miller sort of came out and what Burns' reaction was. And the writer just pitched that at the retreat. And it was a, you know, great pitch, and we did it.
What's been your favorite episode? Going back to your start with the show, what's your favorite episode?
You know, it's impossible to say a favorite. Some that have meant a lot to me are the first one, the Christmas one, the Homer at the Bat, and the 25th Treehouse, where we did the Kubrick parody, were three that I really loved.
Who's your favorite character?
I love writing for Lisa. I identify more with her. My sister was more like Bart.
Okay, well, that's cool. So you're most like Lisa then, or would you be more related to another character then?
Oh, no, more like Lisa, where it's just sort of always reading and always, like, you know, studying to see if I could find a better life.
We had this question sent in. What exactly is the role of an executive producer on an animated show? So you were just saying, so there's writing, what else?
Well, I'm the showrunner, so the shorthand is if something goes wrong, it's my fault.
Okay.
I'm the head writer. I work on budgets. I work with the composer. I work with the editing, you know, putting in effects, coming up with stories, work with the directors, you know, do notes on the storyboards and rewrites on them. So really all areas of the show are under, you know, my domain.
That's incredible. And so is Homer going to be taking any live calls again this season?
No. At Comic-Con with Bart taking live questions, and that was fun too. Technology, you know, is pretty good. It will, I'm sure we'll use it again, but, you know, we just don't want to repeat ourselves. It was very fun. Dan did a great job.
Right. Okay. So, you know, we've got to wrap this up. I know you told us a bunch of the episodes and things that are coming up. So what's one moment we should look for this season? What's something that when it happens, we're going to say, okay, that's what Al was talking about?
We finally reveal who Bart's new teacher is going to be.
We'll be watching. Well, Al Jean, thanks so much for joining us. Great chatting with you about The Simpsons today. Watch it Sunday nights on Fox.